WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The election is 2 weeks from today, but says ABC's Perry Russum,
early voting is underway in nearly every state. Lines wrapping around polling places in Connecticut, Texas, and South Carolina. One survey finds 47% of early votes have been cast by Democrats, 33% by Republicans.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in Israel, once again trying to revive ceasefire talks now that Hamas leader Yahya Sinwar has been killed. The NTSB will be back on scene today trying to figure out why a helicopter crashed into a radio tower in Houston on Sunday night. All four people on board the chopper were killed. Disgraced movie mogul Harvey Weinstein has been diagnosed with bone marrow cancer. He's receiving treatment while in jail on multiple sex crimes. His New York conviction recently overturned on appeal. Tropical storm Oscar heading toward the Bahamas after dumping heavy rain across Cuba. The storm hitting after a massive power outage knocked the entire country into the dark. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. In-person absentee voting begins today in Wisconsin. Voters should check with their municipal clerk about the in-person absentee options available. If you still need to register to vote, you can also do that. In-person absentee voters will need to present valid photo ID in order to cast a ballot. Elijah Vu's mother and her boyfriend have now been formally charged in the toddler's death. Katrina Bauer and Jesse Vang were charged in Manitowoc County Court Monday. Vang is accused of child abuse causing death and hiding a body. Bauer is accused of child neglect causing death. And people are getting calls to pay for debts they've already paid off from agencies they've never heard of. The Better Business Bureau says to ask for the agency's name, company, street address, and telephone number, and don't provide any bank account, credit, or other personally identifiable information over the phone. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
A few clouds, maybe even a sprinkle this morning. Partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 71, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 45. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 57 by Thursday. Sunshine with a high back up to 65. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
Getting up tight, where are you?
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Good Tuesday morning, Dave Grant Jungle After 6 with Santana on Max FM.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering the words to melt everyone. But you stay so cool. My Mojito. My Spanish Harlem Mona Lisa.
Max FM.
Make me feel free, free, free. I want a new job.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. I hope everyone's having a great morning so far. Let's take a look at our forecast. Today, we do have a slight chance of showers. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 70. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 44. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 55. Thursday, we have a slight chance of afternoon showers. Sunny with a high of 64. Friday, sunny with a high near 63. Over this weekend, it's looking like we'll have highs near 60. Currently, it is 59 degrees outside. We'll have Emily joining me this morning a little after 7 a.m. We'll have some fun things to talk about today. Tomorrow, it is the Highway 33 Grand Reopening Ribbon Cutting Ceremony. We will be out there streaming that live on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. I know everyone is looking forward to that. Also, tomorrow it is the Farmer's Market in downtown Baraboo, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Not too many of those left. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar. That is brought to you by Community First Bank, and we'll get you back into some more music with Belinda Carlisle on Max FM.
Community First Bank is your bank for business. Our business bankers have the financial know-how to get you on the path to a bright future. From business checking to loans, online banking to treasury services, CFB's business banking solutions create more convenience, save more money, and protect you from fraud. Get more from your business banking relationship. See a business banker at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. There'll be a vast number of spooky events all around the Halloween season this upcoming weekend. The Baraboo Children's Museum will be hosting both their Trick or Trot event as well as the Trunk or Treat event. Details for both can be found at the Baraboo Children's Museum Facebook page or Baraboo Children's Museum.org. River Hills Church in Sauk Prairie will also be hosting a Sauk Prairie Trunk or Treat event. In addition to walking through and collecting candy, you can also play games, enjoy face painting, and savor some delicious snacks. They'll have hot chocolate, apple cider, coffee, or mix your own mocktails to satisfy your hunger with a selection of snacks from 2 to 3 food trucks as well. This event will be on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 6 p.m. And also on that same Saturday from 3 until 8 p.m., Friends of Devil's Lake State Park will be hosting the annual Pumpkin Carving Contest plus crafts and the Halloween Hike. Pumpkin carving will be happening from 3 until 5:30. Halloween Torchlit Hike will be from 6 until 8 p.m. with crafts for kids in the Rock Elm Shelter from 5:30 until 7 p.m. There'll also be concessions in the Chateau. It is a free event, but you will need a state park sticker. They do also ask for a goodwill donation. Again, this is also on Saturday, October 26th from 3 until 8 p.m. Downtown Reedsburg will be hosting their Halloween Treat Walk. Fun for all ages. Have the kids dressed up in their Halloween costumes and walk through from 3 until 4 p.m. The Boys and Girls Club of West Central Wisconsin, Reedsburg, Sauk County will be leading the walk. Meet at the Boys and Girls Club at 2:30 to line up for the walk. These are just a few of the many events. Be sure to check out many of the local businesses as well as Area Chamber of Commerce websites for all the details on these and many more events.
Hi, I'm Joan Ballwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Ballwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Ballwig.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a 3-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical 5-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green. Fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. 608-588-9880.
Some hits. Next up, there. Ooh, baby, do you know that's where? Ooh, heaven is a place on earth. They say heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven our place on earth. Ooh, heaven is a place on earth.
Maximum Hits 99.7 Max FM. Don't forget, you can stream us on our website at max.fm. You can ask your smart device to play Max FM Bear Booth, or download the free Civic Media app on your mobile device. Look for Max Mouse and tap on Max FM. Here's Starship. Nothing's going to stop us now on Max FM.
Looking in your eyes, I see a paradise. This world that I found is too good to be true. Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them say we're crazy, I don't care about that. Put your hand.
And more.
99.7 Max FM.
We'll be right back.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Tuesday morning. Starting today, in-person absentee voting begins at City of Baraboo at City Hall, 101 South Boulevard. Hours for in-person voting are on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page. We also have a website where you can find your polling place. If you need to get that information, go to myvote.wi.gov, and that'll tell you where your polling place is. It allows you to search for it, and it provides other information about voting. Again, all of that is over on the 99.7 Max FM Facebook page.
We are going out tonight.
But I just put my comfy pants on. What are we celebrating?
I just bundled our home and auto insurance with a State Farm agent and saved us money.
Oh, nice. Can we just order in now?
Are you serious? We just bundled. And our agent helped me personalize our coverage.
But what about my slipper and sweatpants bundle?
Oh, fine.
Don't wait. See Chris Stanton today, your local agent in Baraboo.
Prices vary by state. Options selected by customer availability, amount of discount, savings, and eligibility may vary.
There's a new one-of-a-kind business in downtown Reedsburg, Bender's Tap In. Stop in tonight and try your hand at virtual golf, football, zombie dodgeball, and more with their sports simulators. After working up an appetite, choose from unique Wisconsin favorites with some Texas flair. Bender's Tap In features gourmet burgers and hot dogs, along with the Broad of the Month special, some delicious appetizers, all with a southern twist. With 40 unique beers, including 8 on tap, you can experience a new beer on almost every visit. Try Bender's Tap In today.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action, www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Presenting a Gain Flings love story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Game Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Max FM Weather, sponsored by Davis Home Furnishings and Flooring of Reedsburg. Stop in for all your furniture, flooring, and blind needs. See us at 2543 East Main Street in Reedsburg.
Week 7 of the NFL season is in the books after doubleheader action last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. In Phoenix, the Arizona Cardinals got a 32-yard field goal as time expired to beat the LA Chargers 17-15. In Tampa, the Baltimore Ravens trailed early, then bounced back for a 41-31 victory over the Buccaneers. Baker Mayfield threw for 370 yards and 3 touchdowns in the loss. Packers off today, but will face the Jacksonville Jaguars on Sunday afternoon in Jacksonville. 2024 425 NBA regular season tips off tonight as the Celtics play host to the New York Knicks. New York enters the season as one of the biggest threats to the Celtics in the Eastern Conference. ESPN reporting Chris Middleton expected to miss tomorrow's regular season opener against the 76ers in Philadelphia. Middleton had offseason surgery on both ankles, and the Bucks are being cautious with his return. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A few clouds, maybe even a sprinkle this morning. Partly cloudy by later this afternoon. Our high today, 71, with wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, down to 45. Tomorrow, sunny and cooler, 57 by Thursday. Sunshine with a high back up to 65. Are you looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 58.
99.7.
We'll be right back. La Bouche on Max FM.
Sweet dreams of rhythm and dancing. Sweet dreams of passion through the night. Sweet dreams are taking over. Sweet dreams of dancing through the night.
Playing, you know what I'm saying.
cover of a magazine. Grace Kelly, Harlow Jean, picture of a beauty queen. Jean Kelly, Fred Astaire, Ginger Rogers, dance on air. They had style, they had grace. Rita Hayworth gave good face. Lauren Catherine Manitou, Betty Davis, we love you. Ladies with an attitude, fellas that were in the mood. Don't just stand there, let's get to it. Strike a pose.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you early on Tuesday morning. The sun is about to rise this morning, so it'll get a little bit brighter out there. Today, we do have a slight chance of showers. It'll be partly sunny with a high of 70. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 44. On Wednesday, sunny with a high of 55. Thursday, a slight chance of afternoon showers, sunny with a high of 64. Friday, sunny with a high of 63. Looking ahead to our weekend, we have highs near 60, so another great weekend ahead. Not quite as warm as this past weekend. Currently, it is 58 degrees outside. As a reminder, if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, please text those in to us. Our text line is 608-355-9970. Emily and I will talk about those right around 7:50 this morning. You can also use the free Civic Media app to text those in as well. Today, we'll be talking about junk foods that you should stay away from to get a good night of sleep. That's always something important. We'll have celebrity birthdays and anniversaries along with local anniversaries and birthdays. That's again right around 7:50 this morning. And we're going to talk about things that mean that we're old according to kids out there. So I was looking at that list already this morning, and wow, I think I have almost every one of those on there. Our 50-minute music hour continues with the Bengals on Max FM.
I'm Kim, a U.S. Cellular customer. They asked me to tell you that their special customer event, Us Days, is back. Get $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. Us Days at U.S. Cellular is back. Exclusive offers just for us, just to say thanks. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details. Actor portrayal.
Whoa, slow down. Get up to $1,200 off any phone plus $400 off any tablet. It's Us Days going on right now at U.S. Cellular in Baraboo, the Dells, Reedsburg, and cellplus.com.
Football season is back, and Gabriel the Promoter is ready to help you get the party started. Celebrate in style by booking a $100 round-trip party bus shuttle from Madison to Lambeau Field, complete with all-you-can-drink Miller Lite. Tickets to the game are not included. Don't miss out on the ultimate green and gold experience. Book your spot now. Brought to you by Gabriel Promotes and sponsored by Baldwin Street Grill. Call Gabriel the Promoter today, 414-944-1704, while spots are still available.
Cranberry juice, cranberry wine, cranberry brats, cranberry cream puffs. And excuse me, but my cranberry bread is ready. It's cranberry season in Wisconsin, and we're the cranberry capital of not just the U.S., but our farmers also produce more than half of the world's cranberry supply. So can you guess which state Wisconsin beat out to earn the number one spot? New Jersey? Washington State? Massachusetts? The answer coming up. Fall is harvest time, and you can see the machines rolling through the marshlands, which are flooded to help the cranberries float to the top. But it hasn't always been this easy. Back in the mid-1800s, the berries had to be picked by hand. It took another 100 years for the right equipment to be built to help with this harvest. Okay, so Wisconsin owns the cranberry capital title, but which state lost it to us? Massachusetts, which has been number two ever since. By the way, the cranberry is the official state fruit, making it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
99.7 Max FM.
In your side, I'll wait for you. Sleight of hand and twist of fate, on a bed of nails she makes me wait, and I wait without you.